Reimagine services. R7. Reduce and eliminate services. As Edmonton recovers from the COVID-19 recession, some services will see increased demand, and others will see diminished demand. However, notwithstanding demand, in order to achieve Connect Edmonton and the draft city plan, there will be no option in the new fiscal environment but to expediently adjust services and service levels. While alignment to the plans can be found among all public-facing services, an analysis of the impact to building our future city and maintaining our essential city must be completed to inform decisions. Action to achieve service reductions should take three forms. A. Limit relaunching services. During the relaunch phase, expedited consideration should be applied to the service demand and service level required for the services that have been paused. Where appropriate, these services should be reduced and/or eliminated before work is resumed. The Expedited and Enhanced Program and Service Review, PSR. An expedited and enhanced review process should occur on the city's top five services, as these account for approximately 50% of the city's FTEs, and a relatively proportionate equivalent percentage of the budget. Subsequent to the top five review, all programs and services should be reviewed under this enhanced process. See Complete Enhanced Prioritized Budgeting. The Enhanced Prioritized Budgeting process, or equivalent, that is intended to be completed for the 2023-2026 budget cycle, must intensively scrutinize existing programs and services, and assess what services and what service levels need to be, and financially can be. Through this process, the city will need to make harvestable reductions in its base operating budget that can be reallocated towards priorities for building the future city and maintaining our essential city. R.A. Reconsider the priority of council initiatives. Like some of the services and sub-services currently delivered by the City of Edmonton, there is a legacy with council initiatives that may no longer align with the services that have the highest impact on Edmonton's new strategic direction. Given the direction set by council through the draft city plan and Connect Edmonton to date, council initiatives should be closely aligned with those plans or deprioritized, since these initiatives take up significant staff time and financial resources. Fiscal restraint should be applied to all areas of city work, and these initiatives should be reconsidered or, where determined to be vital, incorporated into existing services. As such, the governance structure of the council initiatives should be reapplied to Connect Edmonton and/or the draft city plan's Big City Move initiatives.